Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us This Week in America. 40 Days with Ruth is being called a beautiful story, well-written with many life lessons, history, and emotion in an amazing story of inspiration. The coming-of-age tale of a young woman's experiences after she elopes with a dreamer in search of a better life in Oklahoma during the 19th century. 40 Days with Ruth from author Carol Welty Roper, an oral storyteller of historical tales who believes in the power of story as a vehicle to convey important wisdom and knowledge, also enjoys sprinkling her tales with humor, playfulness, and old family recipes. Currently residing in Chugiak, Alaska, Carol Welty Roper, author of 40 Days with Ruth, our guest on This Week in America. Carol, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here with you.
Great to have you with us. As I mentioned, Alaska, I better stop and think it's probably cold and snowy up there as we were recording this. Down here in the lower 48, it's that way. I'm sure it's that way up in Alaska, and I appreciate you taking time to be with us on the program. This is such, on so many levels, such a really fascinating read, 40 Days with Ruth. And this is really, as I understand, based on a true story. Talk about the story idea, where this came from.
Well, that's a story in itself. My grandfather, when I was growing up, we were having breakfast, and I didn't know my grandmother. She had passed away, and I said, "Papa, tell me about your wife, the grandma that I never knew." And he got all teary, and he said, "Do you really want to hear this story?" And I said, "Yeah, I really want to hear it now," you know,
yes.
Because he was sort of emotional about it. And out of him came this story that he still had some ill feelings about. They eloped. He was not welcomed by her family. He was Swiss immigrant. She was Scottish. So there was that, you know. If he wasn't Scottish, then he was no good. Plus, he was a cowboy.
I was going to say, on top of that, he was a cowboy. And they sort of looked down on that, didn't they? Yeah.
And they were considered no good. They were just roughhousers, and a lot of them were immigrants, and a lot of them were freed slaves. So the good people, the good church people, you just didn't mess with those guys because they were drinkers, and they were, you know, they were wild guys. And their beautiful little daughter did not deserve that. Well, they eloped. And because of the reason that they didn't accept him. And it was this huge adventure. They were going to start over and had great dreams. And when they got over to the Oklahoma Territory, all of a sudden the honeymoon was over. They ran out of food. So he had to leave and go hunt. And she was left there. And the rains came and the floods rose. And what do you do? When you don't know if your husband's going to come back, there's nobody around. There's no store to walk to. And she had two rabbits to eat. So what do you do? And he told me what she had told him, how she survived. And then she not only survived, but she thrived. And that's the timeless story, is that it doesn't matter the time frame. All of us have to go through that in our life. We have to reach a point where, are we just surviving? Are we just making ends meet? Or are we going to have a life that is full of love and adventure and excitement? And how do you do that? And she really learned how to do that.
I mentioned a coming-of-age story. She actually came of age during mm-hmm. this period and proved a lot to I'm sure herself that she was able to draw from within, the self-discovery mm-hmm. that all of us seem to go through at some point. The book is 40 Days with Ruth. The author is Carol Welty Roper, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The main characters, as mentioned, Riley Welty, a carefree, impulsive man whom she barely knows. They run away together. And she being Ruth, and she is such a spunky person. In fact, as I'm reading this, spunky keeps coming to mind. Talk a little bit about her. She's like 4 feet, 11 inches tall. We're talking 1898, so you can go back to that time period and understand what conditions were like there.
Right.
Talk about her. It seems like she's more friends with with animals than she is with humans. Very interesting character, isn't she?
She's kind of shy.
Yeah.
She's moody. She's melancholy. She's always been told that she's too little. She's just a girl. You're not going to amount to anything. You can't do this. So she has to learn who she is and who she isn't. And is she going to believe her whole life what people say she is? Or is she going to be herself and show them who she really is? So that's part of the theme of this story, is to encourage people to not be labeled by other people. I mean, you can't control what they're going to say about you, but are you going to believe them? Are you going to let it affect your life so that you say, oh, well, I can't do that because nobody says I can do it? Or are you going to do it? Are you going to just say, yeah, she had almost like a secret life growing up. She would go and ride her horse at night because her father said, well, you know, you're just a girl. You don't know anything about horses and how to handle them, and you're too little. And so she found out, no, she could. And that's the spunk. That's the finding out the truth about herself that really saved her. It's a spiritual story, too, because there's a part of this that she really gets to know the creator of the universe and these animals and birds and different things come and help her. And it sounds almost like a Snow White with the little birds and stuff going on, but it really did happen. There were miraculous things that you can't make up that really did happen and changed her life.
The book is...
And I'm saying to my audience of readers, believe in yourself. Ask for help. Ask for help from all that is. And see what happens. Things do happen and change your life.
And that's what she had to go through. Ruth did in the book 40 Days with Ruth by Carol Welty Roper, inspired by real life experience. Talk about when she realizes, I mean, they are off on this adventure. They're going to get free land in the Oklahoma Territory. Runs out of food. Husband takes off. She's there in what, a dugout that was about the size of her bedroom. This is like where they're living. She's there, and all of a sudden, she has no idea when he's coming back, if he's coming back, what she goes through emotionally during this period, because it would have been pretty easy to totally give up at that time, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and she really does toy with that. But this is a real scary experience for her. I mean, she's in a sod dwelling where there's snakes and spiders and all kinds of vermin, you know, and she's been raised in a home where she has her own bedroom and the curtains match her bedspread, you know, sort of not really spoiled, but certainly indulged. And now she's, you know, living in the dirt. And but she realizes then that she can kill a snake, you know, so she's no longer Ruth, the little girl. She's Ruth, the snake killer.
Yes.
And so that empowers her. And she comes to a point where these wisdom figures come forth. Her Granny Stewart is one of them. And Ari Numi is a Comanche woman that taught her about the prairie and so forth. And so she uses the things that have been tucked away in the back of her mind to help her survive on this prairie experience.
It's interesting the role that the memory plays in this, not necessarily in a melancholy way, feeling sorry for herself and thinking about better times, but yes, the inspiration that she drew from the wisdom figures you talk about and the God-inspired family, that came through as well, didn't it?
Yes, and that was something that we all have. We may not utilize it until we actually need it, but it's always there. There's things tucked away. I don't believe that there's anything by accident. We have experiences to enrich our lives, and they may be really, really hard, and we think, why am I doing this? But later on, you might be able to share that with someone else, and it really helped them with their life. So all of this, like you said, there's multiple layers in this story. There's the physical deprivation. There's the emotions that are going on. What do you do when you're totally isolated? She befriends the animals around her, and she talks to them, and she sings to them, and you know, she entertains herself so she won't go crazy. And then the other layer is the spiritual part, where she becomes one, really, with the universe, and that's makes her significant, where she felt very insignificant.
You know, in reading reviews for the book, is 40 Days with Ruth by our guest in the program, Carol Welty Roper. In reading reviews, they say you do, it's a general compliment, you do so well in bringing alive that period of time, the scenery, it's very vivid, and the presentation, it's almost like a friend, like we're doing now, a friend is telling the story of this family member from a different time. From an author standpoint, that has to be probably the ultimate compliment you can get, because that's what you're trying to do, is to convey this, you know, in that manner.
I want the reader to be part of the story. I want them to feel the feelings, the highs, the lows, smell the smells, taste the tastes. When it's windy, I want them to feel the grit on their tongue. You know, from the sand that's blowing. So I'm a very, I want to be a very visual communicator. So people will be part of the audience, but also part of the story.
And the themes that you talk about, bravery, faith, love, you've got some history thrown in there. None of that is done in an educational-like presentation. It's all incorporated into a very personal story. Talk about the ability to do that from an author standpoint, that you want these themes to resonate in the book, but you don't want it to be a preachy type of book where you focus on that. It just becomes part of who Ruth is, and obviously Ruth was as well.
Well, the power of story that I understand it to be is that you tell the story and you tell it in truth, and then people that read it resonate to the truth parts that they need at that time in their life. So it becomes a teaching story without you being preachy. There's a part in that where Granny Stewart is telling her the difference between killing and murder. And there's another part where she's talking to her about some horrible things have happened to their people in Scotland. It was when the Vikings invaded. And the women were left pregnant from the invaders, and some of the women killed themselves, and others decided no, that they would live and they would learn to forgive, because they were not going to hate those children, they were going to love them. So there's a beautiful story that was a true story about, okay, how are you going to handle these awful things that happened to you? Are you going to let them overpower you and ruin your life? Or are you going to have power over them by forgiving them? Forgiving them does not make that okay. What it does is it just takes the power out of that to hurt you any further.
And that's where we all can learn. We all face those circumstances where, do we just give up? I don't see any end to this. Or do we keep going? And Ruth came to that same crossroad as well, didn't she, where I've got to decide what I'm going to do. There's the epiphany moment where she really discovered who she is. It's also well written in the book 40 Days with Ruth by Carol Welty Roper, a guest on the program. What's interesting as well, the recipes. Let's talk about where these recipes came from, because in most of the reviews, it's like, and by the way, I like the recipes too. Talk about where the recipe aspect of it came about, how it came about.
Well, my sister sent me a box, and it was a very big cardboard box in the mail, full of old pictures. And I opened it up, and I was looking. Of course, nothing was written on the back who they were. And I was looking at these people. I'm going, who in the world are these people? And I kept digging down through this box. And at the bottom were all these little pieces of paper. And some of them were so old, they were starting to crumble, you know, brown. And there were like cryptic messages. I found out they were recipes. But actually, they were lists of ingredients, because the way they read were, okay, stir until it looks right, cook until it's done, taste it until it tastes right. I was going, how am I gonna do this? So I thought, well, these were family recipes. And so I started testing them, and my education is as a dietitian. So, you know, I knew how to do that scientifically. So what I did is I tried these recipes, and then I tried them out on my friends and family. And I said, okay, if you would want to eat this again, it'll go in the book. If it's not, it won't go in the book. So they were really ready for me to use them as my guinea pigs. So all of those recipes are tested, and they do work, and they are from my family. And a lot of them, of course, they're from scratch.
Yes.
So there's no mixes involved. So if somebody is interested in some of these recipes, there they are. Everything mentioned in the book, I've got a recipe for it. And some of them are not just food recipes. It's also like soap. You know how you make soap? Well, they made soap back in the 19th century. They didn't go to the store and necessarily buy soap. So how'd they do that? So it's supposed to be fun. I mean, if you're not into that, you don't have to use them. But if you are, it's there for you.
Well, and the recipes are all tested and approved. You've actually done your little test lab situation there, your little test group, and they approved it. So everything approved you'll find in the book, 40 Days with Ruth. A couple of minutes left in the program. Several things come to mind as I'm reading. First of all, this book is ideal for people of all ages, isn't it? This is something that a young person could learn about Ruth. They could relate to Ruth, get a little bit of history, what life was like back then. And an older person, it's a very charming story as well. So this really is for everybody.
Except for children. It's not really a children's book. I would say mid to late teens to older people.
Yes.
You know, that age group. But I do have some children's stories that I've written. One of the things that I've done is with my grandsons, they had stories they wanted to, since I was writing books, they wanted to also. So I co-authored a book. Can I show you?
Yes, please do.
It's called Good Nights for California Football. And Isaac Bowers, my grandson, and we were actually won an award on it. And he was able to get a scholarship because, well, partly because of this.
Oh, fantastic.
But that was one of the things. And this is also on Amazon.
Yes, in fact, I saw that there, and I didn't know who the co-writers were. Those are family members that worked with you in the story. That's Good Nights for California Football. If you go to Amazon, you'll be able to find that, Carol Welty Roper. And you've got another children's book there as well.
I do. And so their neighbor, when I was down, they live in California. So when I was down in California, Sammy came up, this little girl that lives next door, and she goes, Carol, I have a story. And I said, well, tell me. Because one of the things I want to encourage people to do is everybody has a story, at least one.
Yes.
And when they start telling their story, you've come to find out they have a lot of stories that need to be heard. And so this is a little scary story, though. So it was kind of a stretch for me, but it's called Rebecca's Revenge, and it's a good Halloween tale. So
I can tell from the book cover that looks like that would be an interesting read. That's available as well at Amazon. And Tilly Song is a book that you wrote as well. A minute or so left in the program. Tell me a little bit about Tilly Song.
Okay, this is also about a true story about my maternal grandmother. And she and my great-grandmother were sole survivors of a diphtheria epidemic in Germany. And they actually walked out of the village of that everyone had perished and sold themselves into servitude to come to the United States and were quarantined in Ellis Island because they didn't know if they were contagious or not. And so it's another one of those horrendous stories about immigrants. And it seems to be, in my opinion, a very timely story right now because we do have a lot of immigrants and a lot of people are not wanting immigrants and a lot of awful things going on with immigrants. Well, these were German women, and we had, this was before World War I and World War II, where we fought Germany. So they were not looked upon as welcomed. I have a, my next story is a sequel to Tilly's song, and it, the funny thing is, I thought this was about my grandmother, but as I started writing it, come to find out my great-grandmother had to have a voice. So Tilly's song is actually about my great-grandmother. And the second one will be Marie's Memories, which is really about my Nana, my grandmother. And the story continues with all kinds of intrigue about the Depression, about the two world wars, and just the horrendous things that people have survived and thrived through. And all of my stories, my hope is that I will convey to people that we're much stronger than we really think we are.
Yes.
And I want to applaud that, and I want to encourage that.
Well, and you do, and you do it so well in the books, and I'll be looking forward to the new book, the one we're talking about specifically today, 40 Days with Ruth. The other books that just mentioned, you'll find at Amazon as well, Tilly's Song, Rebecca's Revenge, and Good Nights for California Football. And coming soon, hopefully another book or two that we'll have a chance to talk about. Those will be available, so you can check Amazon for that. The author is Carol Welty Roper. The information, again, is at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on Carol's book. Carol, this has been a pleasure. Loved having the chance to read 40 Days with Ruth, and it's a timeless story about self-discovery, an excellent read. Thank you so much for being with us to share that information, the background on the book, with us on the program today.
Well, thank you. This has been great. And I feel very privileged to be able to share this with others.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to do that, and hopefully we will stay in touch and talk more with a very talented author, Carol Welty Roper, the book specifically talking about today, 40 Days with Ruth. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Link on directly to information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.